Newton?
I want you, your eyes on the board.
But this is, it's not on the book, but on the board.
Here is the verb. Tell me what is the root.
Sorry?
Tet, yud, kaf, la.
Yud, kaf, la.
You mean tav?
Tav.
But it's not tav.
Okay, but it's not.
It is.
Yod chaf lamed. Why do you say yod chaf lamed?
Because when I say tuchal, you hear yachal in it. Yeah? We do not know. What? We do not know many words with tav, chaf, and lamed. There is a chet. They sound the same, similar, but we do not know with a chaf. So, what tense is this?
Future.
Ati. Shaletz binyan. Pa'al. Nachon. Now all of you who learned with me before know that I asked to conjugate separately yod chaf lamed because why?
Because it's weird.
It's a weird one. It's a lonely one. He's a loner. He enjoys being a loner. Just leave him alone. Conjugate him, keep him loose, and let him live. It's very popular in usage. Okay? Now, the same issue that we had with tzarich, had with yachol. Instead of saying, first of all, we say yachol, yachola, yacholim, yacholot. Okay? Ani yachol leachin shiur ebayit, ani yachola lavo lashiur, אנחנו לא יכולים לשיר היום, אנחנו לא יכולות, I don't know.
This is a helping verb too?
It is a helping verb as well, correct. However, so it's can or able to.
Mm-hmm.
Able to. So I was able to, I will be able to. You're using the verb to be. What do Israelis do? With hayah. However, it is a fully conjugated verb. They need to learn that yacholti, yacholta, yacholt actually exists in the system. The uchal, tuchal, tuchli, etc. exists in the system. They just prefer not to use it. Easier. All helping verbs will be with hayah, so why not? Okay?
So if we were to speak in the future past conjugate,
you're okay.
Think we were weird?
No, you're still okay doing this. You're not that weird. It's really people who read, like, no. This is okay to use. You will not be weird using it correctly. Okay? Except because of ta'al, they say katavti, they'll say yachalti instead of yacholti. Yachol is really, really a special verb because it is... a survivor of a binyan that existed in Biblical Hebrew that very much looked like pa'al. It is partly stative, but not completely stative. Okay? So, it has a lot of its own. The only survivor. I am not even going to consider this a new word. What is this?
Ishmael.
Okay,
to guard.
No, it's not to guard.
To
guard is lishmo. So, maze. Translate this form for me correctly, the whole form.
Atid,
hem, or hen. So, translate it.
They will guard, they will keep. It wasn't?
Shamar, pa'al, atid, hem, or hem.
Did I say shajar?
Not so.
Ani nasati lirushalayim, vehu nasa lirushalayim. Aval machar, ani lo nosat, aval hu yisa. Yisa. Nun samech ayin. You're exposed now to the next group that we're going to learn, which is what?
The nifal.
Not nifal.
I'm sorry.
What's in the root?
Nun.
So what is it called? What's group is it going to be? Peinun.
It's peinun of pad. It's pad peinun. Now yissa.
What kind of a form is it? Past, present,
future.
Which pronoun?
Who
is that? Okay, done with verbs. Now, Tchia.
So you can use it by itself?
It's not a verb. I'm in the noun system. I'm done with verbs. This is my verbs. That's it. We have only three verbs. You have the big vocabulary. You will know the rest of the story. But nouns also come from roots. So what's the root of chia? Chia.
No.
Chaya. Chaya. Chet yod hey. Or chet yod yod. Right? Chia is a noun,
yes.
Which means
to
resurrection.
To rise.
Resurrection. Metim are dead, right? But it's also the present participle. Lamut is another special verb, right? So this is a participle. It can be easily be here. Yesh milchama, yesh metim. And it can be a noun. So it's a participle from the root mut.
So did they make that noun a future noun?
Yes.
Yes, it's a verb. Right? This noun is a participle. It comes from the verb system. So of course, hu yamut. Hu yelech lemilchama, hu yamut. Okay? Chayalim beYisrael holchim lemilchama, hem yamutu. Okay? Or hem metu. Okay? Together. Okay? Together in construct. Help me.
It's specific. Put hey.
Tichiyat. Hametim. And Tichiyat Hametim is spoken in the prophets in which book?
Ezekiel.
I'm going to put Tchiyat Hametim in two spots.
This is another.
Because Tchiyat Metim is the resurrection of dead. But Tchiyat Hametim in Judaism is a very specific term. Okay?
Wait, you wrote it.
I wrote it twice. I wrote it as a noun.
That's what I...
That can be of anything. And then it becomes a term, a very specific term in Judaism. Tchiyat HaMetim, or in the Bible, for religious people. The resurrection of the dead is
with the Messiah's coming.
Okay. Now, what's halakha?
What's halakha?
Halakha, halakha.
The law.
Wait, that's right.
But
it comes
to
from
walk.
It
means to walk.
So halakha is not walking, and halakha is has to do with walking in particular way.
Yeah.
Halakha is the Jewish law.
Right.
Okay. Now, they took a noun and they plugged kmo in front of it. But not kmo halakha, but ka halakha then becomes according to the law, properly. So when you tell a child, behave yourself, you can say, lehitnaheg ka halakha, as if it's written in the Jewish law. That's it. Well, it is. Okay, all the teachers all of my life told us in every grade, we're going to the theater, you need to behave properly.
I'm confused by the noun, which is also resurrection, or not?
Reviving.
Reviving
of death.
Yeah.
or of dead people.
Yeah.
And then in Judaism, it becomes the Bible becomes the resurrection of the dead.
Ah, okay, so it's the same thing.
It is the same thing.
Yeah, okay.
Except this is now with Heha Yedi'ah. Pay attention where we put Heha Yedi'ah in construct form.
Okay.
Heha Yedi'ah in the construct form goes on the second noun.
Okay.
We don't say Hatriyat Metim, we say Triyat HaMetim.
Right.
Okay. And it becomes a term. It is not just any revival of any dead.
Okay.
It's a specific concept now. That's why I put it in both places.
Okay.
So
Halakha is a regular noun. Mm-hmm. Now, in Israel, in Tel Aviv, out of Tel Aviv towards the north, the first bridge is called Bridge HaHalakha. The law. The bridge of the law. Okay.
So it's not a walking bridge.
It's not a exactly. How did you know? Similar, another adverb would be be, bevadai.
Bevadai.
Sure, certainly. Okay, for sure. It's an adverb. Atem rotzim lilmod ivrit? Bevadai. But do you know another? Surely,
Betach.
Of course.
Betach.
Betach.
Of course.
For security. Of course. Betach. Of course. Surely. Okay?
It's Betach.
One more yet. Beyachad.
Beyachad.
Beyachad is together. Sometimes we say together without the bet. But beyachad is an adverb, together. Maza shachen. Do you remember my binyan, the metaphor that I use for binyan? It's a high rise, and in each floor, all the roots are shchenim.
Levels?
In each floor, all the roots are shchenim.
Good.
Uh-huh.
What are shchenim?
So it's an apartment.
They dwell.
Ah, shachanta. Mishkan. Shechina. But you will not believe where it went.
Wait, so
neighbor and neighbors.
Neighborhood.
How do you say neighborhood? Shchuna. Shachem, shchena, shchenim, shchenot, but shchuna is a neighborhood. Instead of a shtetl, they moved for shchuna. And it's the same root that we use for leshaken, to put someone to live in a place.
Shochena.
Shochena. Shochena long, huh?
Okay. So it's neighbor, though. You said it was neighbor. I'm confused.
This, don't be confused, it's the same root. This is a neighbor.
That is,
this is neighbors.
Okay.
And this is a neighborhood.
Got it.
It's the same root.
Got it.
Okay?
I'm sorry, so what is the verb? Translation for
Shachen. Shachen is not a verb. Shachen is a noun. See, I'm in a noun system. Shachen is a neighbor. Shachenim are neighbors.
But it comes from a noun? A verb?
The verb is Shin Kaf Nun. That's how we have Shachina.
Which is.
And we have Mishkan Tefila. And we have Leshaken in PL. Leshaken has also a modern Hebrew. In the 50s, when the new immigrants came, they put them for a little while in tents,
mm-hmm.
and then they moved them to live in a building.
Yeah.
Okay? So that's what. So when they got off the boats or when they got off the airplanes, the order from the government was Leshaken et Mishpachat X Bishchuna Y. Leshaken et, okay? From Mishkan, to put them in a residence. Okay.
And it's PL, you said, right?
Yep. Okay, now you need to know a few expressions, and all of them are going to be expressions. I'm going to use blue, and I'm going to use expressions. Green, how about that? A green for expressions.
What's cheshbon?
Cheshbon, a bill, at the end of a meal.
A bill, right? Cheshbon is a bill in a restaurant. Cheshbon is a calculation. In math. Mathematics in Israel is called shiur cheshbon. Okay? Only in high school they call it mathematics. When you're younger, you have cheshbon. In America, grammar school and high school, the same word. In Israel, it's not.
It used to be
different. Well, they say arithmetic.
It's not anymore.
No, they say we have math today. Okay, so lefi cheshboni, according to my maths, according to my calculation. So from the simple word cheshbon, we have also cheshbon nefesh.
Cheshbon nefesh, the reconciliation. Yes. Accounting of the soul.
Nachon. You're sitting and calculating within yourself your soul. The calculation of the soul. You have your own thoughts. And when somebody is asking you for a report, it's called din v'cheshbon. Din v'cheshbon. They want to know exactly every detail. They wanted to report to them every detail of what was going on. Rotzim din v'cheshbon.
Is that a dash there? Though?
It's a dash. Yeah. Absolutely a dash.
That's the din of judgment.
Judgment and calculations. That's what they're asking you.
Yeah.
It used to come from a negative connotation, mm-hmm. but now it's for used all the time. And not only is it used all the time, when you get a ticket on your car, first of all, no. So evolved one, it became an abbreviation. Okay?
I can't see.
That was okay. Din v'cheshbon. So it became an abbreviation. This abbreviation took a life of its own, and now doch is the ticket you get from the policeman on the car. Whether you drove fast or whatever.
How's it pronounced?
Doch. Doch or duach. Okay?
So is it used for both ways or just used as an abbreviation of what's above? Or
yeah.
It's used for both.
It's used for both, but don't forget, when they say doch today, they really mean I got a report, like I got a ticket. Mm-hmm. Okay? Al pnei, what's al pnei?
On the face of.
On the face of, right? Panim. Al pnei ha'adama.
Of the earth.
Face of the earth.
Can it be the face of the ground?
It's a nicer expression than face of the earth. As if you said ha'aretz here. As if you said ha'aretz.
Okay.
Yeah, on the face of the earth. Ma is what?
What?
Would you put
be is in? Kach is like this. What's in like this? Meaning, what's in it?
So what?
So what? What's in it? Yep. So what? What's in it? Ma bechach. No big deal.
Can you say ma? Kach.
No, you cannot say bekach because this chaf now lost its first position. So it's beget kefet. That's not at first anymore. Not the first letter anymore. So bechach. Ma bechach.
Ma
bechach.
Ma
bechach.
What am I?
Ma bechach ani. Look, ma bechach is so what? It's like so what?
Okay.
In the expression in a specific context of what's the big deal? What's the big deal? Okay, ma bechach, no big deal. Literally in English, no big deal, or loosely in English, no big deal. What's in it? Nothing. Okay? Now, yom is a day, and yom is a day. When I put them next to one another, I get
day,
yom, yom.
Yom.
Every day. So if I want to say every hour, how will I say it?
Sha'a, sha'a.
Sha'a, sha'a. This is a rabbinic style writing. Yom yom, sha'a sha'a,
shavua
shavua, sipur sipur, ish ish, absolutely.
heavily used in rabbinic Hebrew. When you repeat, it means every of that type. Every day, every week. Okay? Now, a couple of my favorite ones. Did you say, I never do something?
No.
Never. Af echad is no one. But it is with af.
Af pa'am.
Nachon. Af pa'am. Af pa'am you can use in all tenses. Af pa'am always requires lo. Af pa'am will always have a lo attached to it. So, af pa'am lo achalti glida. Ani af pa'am lo ochalet glida. Ani af pa'am lo ochal glida. Okay. I never ate ice cream, I never eat ice cream, I never will like to eat ice cream. Seda? However, there are two expressions that are used in the Bible somewhat as heavily in rabbinic and even more so in between rabbinic and modern Hebrew. Me'olam. Lo. I have never done it. Me'olam lo...
The whole world, right?
Me'olam lo hayiti besin. I've never been to China. Okay? Mm-hmm. Something that you've never done. It goes only with past. Okay? And le'olam lo...
I will never ever do that.
Nachon. That's a commitment to the future. Le'olam lo is a commitment to the future. You know, when I was young and stupid, I said,
I will never be a teacher.
I said, I'll never live in America. That's what I said. And that's why when I was told, never say never, never say never, because I think it was a punishment for me saying, I'll never do this.
So it's only possessive?
Why,
it's I will never. It won't be they will never or we will never.
No. Why not? Why not?
That's what I'm asking.
Wait, I need you to think about it, though, before you ask. Think about this.
Well, so far.
It takes a verb.
Mm-hmm.
It isn't a verb.
Well, as the examples you gave, were,
so the verb, I used verbs.
Singular word, possessive, where
I never used
singular.
Possessive.
Singular is what I mean.
I use verb.
Can you give another example?
And the verb is in the past.
Right.
The verb here is in the future.
Me'olam lo shamati.
But
nachon, me'olam lo shamati al ze. I've never heard about this.
But he's never, she's never heard. Do you put the verb, the noun, in the subject?
We're asking about the pronoun.
The pronoun.
But the
thank
pronoun
you.
Is always included. It's a conjugated
well,
verb.
Well, how do you say, we will never do this?
So, me'olam?
Me'olam,
lo,
yes.
Well, we have never, wait, we will never do this, or?
Or, we have never done
this.
We have never
done
this.
This.
We will never do this.
No, wait a minute. We have never done it.
It's okay.
Me'olam lo asinu et ze.
Okay,
I will never do this. Le'olam lo e'ese et ze.
So you don't.
Okay.
You conjugate the verb according to the pronoun.
But
okay.
You never
if,
need the pronoun. You're
if
saying.
You need a pronoun, when do you need a pronoun?
Or a verb.
When do we
subject.
Need to use pronouns?
The present tense.
Always in present tense and when else? Third person.
Yeah.
But so here? Not for third person.
And unless you want to emphasize the person, you do not need to because otherwise the verb's included.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but
if you
want to
emphasize,
Mark never ever did that. Where
Mark?
Is the noun? I mean,
Mark?
Subject.
Mark?
Subject.
Mark? Me'olam lo asa.
Proverbial phrase. So,
verb.
Also,
the subject,
if it's who versus
phrase.
He, you would, never mind, it's in the verb, forget it.
Okay?
Yeah.
We're going to see it in action right now in our story. Okay?
But for emphasis, the noun would come first if you.
Pronoun.
Or name.
or a name, the subject, because this is an adverbial phrase.
Right.
The way to think about it is it's an adverbial phrase. And don't forget that af pa'am lo now, af pa'am lo covers all the tenses. Okay? Here you have flexibility, past, present, and future. Af pa'am goes to all the tenses. Me'olam goes only with past, le'olam. It makes sense when you think about it.
Yeah.
To the world versus from the world.
I'm not doing.
Exactly. Af pa'am is the here and now and forever.
In the world.
Af
pa'am.
These expressions always take lo. That's the one thing you need to remember. If you use them, you always need to use lo after them. Okay, there are adverbial phrases. You will always have to use lo. If you want to be specific with tenses, you will be me'olam. Or le'olam. And if you do not want to differentiate between tenses, just use af pa'am lo. Okay? Sophisticated, knowledgeable people know the difference. You know the difference. That's it. They don't care. That's the thing. We care.
But you can sort of see it just by looking at, if you think of olam as being forever, to forever, le olam, from forever.
Nahant, sawar, nahant. Use whatever clue helps you to remember that.
Will you sometimes, but not necessarily now, because it will take you off track, tell us about forever?
Ever?
As opposed to never.
We don't have ever. Right? We don't have ever.
Did you ever?
Well, we have
le'olam va'er. Instead of I never.
That's forever and ever.
Forever and ever, yeah.
Le'olam va'er is forever and ever. It's a colloquial expression.
Yeah.
I cannot even break it for you. If I translate it to you word by word, le'olam, to the world to come, right?
From
ed and witness.
A witness.
Mm-hmm.
So you witness to the world,
uh-huh.
to come.
Uh-huh.
That's what came. That's how it came about. Forever and ever.
Have you ever read Chinese?
Me'olam lo.
She had her coffee.
That's how Netzach Netzachim came about.
Yeah.
Netzach, אני לא קוראת סין. Okay, let's go. Prayers are talking about Atria or the world to come.
The Avot.